So I will now, without further ado, ask you to welcome Ms. Rabia Kadir, who is a personal hero of mine, who will speak truth to power about what's going on in Xinjiang right now. Thank you.
Barlık, muhbir efendimler, hanımlar, sizlerin kagınlarına hoş kepsiler, rahmet.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to extend my warmest welcome for all of you and thank you for coming.
16 yıldan beri benim bu avazımı bile bütün dünyadaki jurnalistler dünyayı anlatıp kevatıdı.
Since 16 years, I've been fighting for rights of my people and you were instrumental in carrying this message to the international community and all of world.
6 yıl turmudan çıkışım gumum şu jurnalistlarının ki dünyada meni anlatışı bilen ben hayat şu turmudan dünyaya çıktım erkin dünyaya.
Because of your message and I was able to be free from the Chinese prison and now in front of you speaking to you.
Endi çıkkan deyin ki kışmış 10 yıl içinde biz dünyanın hem yerde bütün jurnalistler bilen hem karlışmış işlevatımız.
Since 10 years I've been working to expose the Chinese human rights violation and you have been helping a lot. I'm very grateful for your work.
Her kıtım halkımızın peşiği iğir külpetler kegende bütün jurnalist cançiler kışıklayımız.
So whenever something happened in our country, so we are appeal to you and through you we want to inform the international community about what's happening in my homeland.
And Xitay hukumeti mushu 65 yildan beri bizge shundaq egir kunlar sağan bosmu lekin 2009 yildan hazirgich bo'lgan orliqdagi vahshiyatchilikni biz mushundaq egir ahval ostidami ko'rib baxmagan.
Chinese repression is not something new. It has been going on for 65 years. But since 2009, Chinese oppression on Uyghur people has intensified dramatically.
And the bulup muamush ishkimen tokuzin jildin başka yanımış ishkijil işçide, ishkijil işçideki vahşiyetçilik medeniyet inkılavıdın on hesi eğir katılınıp getti.
So especially in last 2 years, we witnessed a lot of killings, extrajudicial killing, forced disappearances, and intensified Chinese oppression.
And the burun qovaqalarni hammangla bilasizlar, bo'lib bu maqitim yakka vaqasi, ya'ni shundaq 2009 dek shundaq eg'ir vaqa bo'ldi.
The incident which happened in Yarkand on the 28th of July was not different from what happened in July 5th 2009 in Urumqi.
Shuning uchun bu yakka vaqasi dunyoda har xil uchurlar bilan mangdi. Hozirgacha dunyo sukut turibdi, shundaq qattiq jiq odamlar o'ldi.
So a lot of Uyghur civilians, hundreds of them, have been killed by the Chinese security forces. But of course, there is no a significant reaction from international community to what happened in Yarkand.
Men san spirler bilen depirda işlerini İngilizce diyemegeldiğim için benim yardımcım Ömer Kanat Dünya Kurkultu'nun mağaraysi sizlere benim bütün sözümle okuyordu.
So in order to save time, I prepare a written statement and my assistant Omar Kanat, who's me, of course, will read it for you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Since the Uyghur protest and mass killing of Uyghur civilians by Chinese security forces in Yarkand County of East Turkestan on July 28, the official Chinese media has vigorously presented to the world the Chinese government's version of the events and the cause of the popular uprising. Today's press conference is to shed light on that reporting. The version of the Yarkand unrest that has been presented to the world by the Chinese government follows this narrative. On July 28, a knife-wielding mob killed dozens of Han and Uyghur civilians in an attack that was labeled as a terrorist incident. According to Xinhua, public security police quickly responded according to the law and shot dead dozens of thugs. Chinese media initially reported that 13 people, all Han Chinese, were killed during the attack. But overseas media such as The Guardian and the BBC explained that the details of the incident provided by Xinhua couldn't be verified due to tight reporting restrictions. Local authorities have already shut down both the internet and instant messaging services in Yarkand County. On Monday, August 3rd, after eyewitness reports surfaced claiming the death toll to be over 2,000, Chinese authorities made a new announcement and raised the number of deaths to 96. According to the report, of these 96, 37 were said to be civilians and the remaining 59 labeled suspected terrorists, with 215 others arrested. This version of the event, as so often the case with the Chinese reporting, is not true. For instance, we know hundreds of Uyghur civilians, including women and children, were killed in cold blood by the Chinese security forces and house searches, which continued until August 2nd, during which entire neighborhoods were emptied because of the mass arrests and killing. The Chinese government, through its proxies in the official media, is obscuring the truth in order to conceal a large-scale massacre of Uyghurs by Chinese security forces. Furthermore, through its demonization of Uyghur protesters in the official media, it's attempting to justify the killing and disproportionate use of force in villages and townships in Yarkand County of East Turkestan. The actual events in Yarkand, according to eyewitness reports, are as follows. On the evening of July 28, a group of Uyghur women at 15th, 16th, and 17th districts of Ilishkul Township of Yarkand County gathered to spend the night together and celebrate the end of Ramadan and arrival of Eid. The group consisted of two parties. One was of 30 women and another 15. Men were absent as they left for evening prayers. The information about the upcoming communal prayers was revealed to Chinese police by one collaborator. Acting on this, a fully armed special Chinese police unit invaded the household and shot some of them and arrested the rest. According to another eyewitness report, the uprising began after killing of a Uyghur family of five, including a 7-year-old child and a 70-year-old grandfather, over a dispute by Chinese police about wearing traditional headscarves in a neighboring village of Ilishko. This Chinese police brutality triggered the popular protest in Yarkand County. A resident of the town told Barbara Demick of the Los Angeles Times, "The trouble began when Muslims were preparing for the Eid al-Fitr holiday, which ends the holy month of Ramadan. About 40 women were detained for wearing clothing deemed excessively Islamic, which is banned in Xinjiang. The woman's husband and sons went to talk to the relevant people, saying that the woman had to go home to prepare for the holiday. They did not agree. News about Chinese police brutality in the killing of and beating of praying Uyghur women spread quickly to the Ilishko township and neighboring Nochi, Huangdi, Dongbao villages. A group of Uyghur marched to the police station and government offices to seek justice for the killing of innocent villagers. As usual, Chinese security forces regarded this mass gathering a crime, something that should be silenced, and started to shoot at them without listening to their grievances and concerns. Some Uyghurs armed with sticks attacked government vehicles and government employees in protest against the violence by security forces. Chinese police shot and killed many of the protesters and arrested the rest. Chinese authorities deployed military units and went on to kill others in the house-to-house search. In the week of the incident, Chinese officials implemented a shutdown of both the internet and instant messaging services in Yarkand County. Although the incident happened on Monday, July 28, Chinese state media did not report on it until the following day. A Uyghur netizen who shared details of the incident online has been subsequently detained. In the absence of the independent reporting and transparency, we don't know exactly how many Uyghurs killed by the Chinese security forces on July 28. But according to unconfirmed reports from the region, in eyewitness accounts, at least 2,000 people have been killed during Chinese security operation in Yarkand County following the Yarkand popular uprising. Chinese authorities launched a mass arrest campaign in the region and the rest of East Turkestan following the unrest in Yarkand, and has imposed further restrictions on Uyghurs' cultural and religious rights. Some cities in East Turkestan began to introduce an openly racist and discriminatory policy aimed at ordinary Uyghur people. Voice of America, citing Chinese government accounts, reported that more than 300 Uyghurs have been arrested in Yarkand, and since May this year, more than 800 Uyghurs have been arrested by the Chinese police in East Turkestan. According to reliable information from the region, 900 Uyghurs have been arrested in Gulja since the uprising in Yarkand, 70 of them in a village near Gulja. On August 4, 2014, the Karamay Daily, a government-controlled media outlet, reported that the residents in Karamay City displaying at least one of five symbols or dress will be advised against boarding buses and will be reported to the police if they refuse. 59 major public bus stations in the city will be manned by security personnel to conduct checks, and every passenger will have his or her bags searched. Another troubling development is the use of drones by the Chinese military during the operation in Yarkand. A People's Daily online article dated August 17, 2014, discusses how security forces deployed surveillance drones in Yarkand County during anti-terror operations. According to the article, the drones were used in Ilishko and Huangdi townships in a search for alleged terror suspects. Operations were conducted day and night. Based on the reports, we have reason to suspect the usage of weaponized drones against Uyghur civilians in recent Yarkand massacre. It is a particularly troubling fact, taking into consideration that in all likelihood, the drones were implemented to test the ammunition and capabilities of the Chinese military equipment. The use of the armed drones in the area is especially shocking considering the density of the affected Uyghur villages, such as Ilishko Township of Yarkand County. The extrajudicial killing of innocent civilians by Chinese security forces has swelled dramatically over the course of the year in the region. Since June 18, 141 people have been killed and hundreds of Uyghurs arrested, while since March of last year, the Society for Threatened Peoples has cited the death toll at 495, with 526 injured. Within the same period, 976 people were arrested for political reasons, and 28 Uyghurs have been executed without due process. In addition to this, there were numerous cases of forced disappearances, which has increasingly become a standard operating procedure of the security forces. Most of these incidents have been reported by the official sources as terrorist attacks organized by Uyghur groups. However, after most of these incidents, it was revealed that the incidents took place either as a result of the harsh reaction of security forces to peaceful protests by local people, or because of the police raids on civilian houses suspected of practicing illegal religious activity, which in accordance with the laws and regulation in the region could include communal praying and basic religious education. In fact, it's intrusive to recognize that suspected terrorists may indeed include those with no propensity towards violence, but those that simply wish to peacefully demonstrate and have their voices heard. I appeal to the international community, especially the U.S. government, to intervene and demand that China disclose the true nature of the incident in Ilishko village of Yarkand, and to stop the operation that is taking place in the vicinity of Kashgar in Khotan. The contradictory and inconsistent official reports of the incidents provided by the Chinese authorities demonstrate the unreliability of the official accounts. I urge an independent and impartial international investigation in regards to the mass killings in Yarkand. The recent track record of the Chinese authorities in the region indicates a possible escalation of the similar forms of the use of force by security forces with impunity against Uyghur civilians. The lack of accountability on the part of local and central government and security forces are paving the way for more arbitrary detention and extrajudicial killings of Uyghur civilians. Already, the number of incidents of mass arrests, forced disappearances, unlawful executions reported in the last year reached a level that needs to be addressed internationally. In the absence of a strong international pressure against the Chinese authorities, East Turkestan may witness an increasing number of massacres and mass killings of Uyghurs by Chinese security forces. My last appeal is to the journalists. Please consider carefully the information you receive from the official Chinese media. I understand that the Chinese government's management of information makes it difficult for you to produce work under tight deadlines. But please consider the source of the information, the Chinese government, and the political motives that drive its output of the news. Thank you. So now you can ask any question you want.
Could you say something about what the U.S. government should do in your statement?
Yeah.
But specifically, when you talk to the U.S. officials, do you get anything specific? What do they say to you when you ask them to do more?
Təhlükəni təmuşu siləmdə məzəblə gəpçilər də idi tələbən lava Amerikadan. Bula bilə sözləşkən çağda da idi. Bula bir nimə dəmdü deydəndə, nimə digərliyi haqqında Xitayla bilə.
Deydi də bitdim ava.
First of all, of course, when we talk with the US officials, they of course they say that they raise the Uyghur issue when they talk with the Chinese officials.
Davamlı Xitay bilən söhbət ötkəzgə vaxtıda kişilik hukuk meselelerini bizim meselemizde öz ara sohbette Beijing turşuluk elçihanı arkalık bulabilen devatkallığını uçturdu bizge.
Chinese officials are often tells us that they raise the Uyghur issue, especially the human rights violation in the Uyghur region, whenever they meet in every level, of course, with the Chinese officials. And also they follow this through US embassy in Beijing.
Hem onundan başka Amerika hükümeti, maşı kongreslar taşkı bölümler mi? Bula bilen her kitim sohbeti de Uyghur meselesini naite aşkara halda grup evetip sözü şu atıda
It's not something a secret, Ms. Kadir says. This issue has been discussed during Chinese and US officials, and also US embassy in Beijing regularly sends, staffs to East Turkestan to investigate the situation on the ground.
Yalnız Amerika mes Avrupa Parlament cenvedeki kişilik hukuk komiteleri mi özünü söhbetini koyup atıdı.
Of course not only the US government, also the EU governments European Union also raise the Uyghur issue whenever they have talks with the Chinese officials.
Hem Türkiye mi devamlı oturup koyup atıdı.
Especially of among the Islamic countries Turkey is the most outspoken one, so the Turkish government always raised the issue, and recently the Turkish Foreign Ministry also issued a statement of concern about the situation.
I'd like to continue. My name is Altas from West America. I'd like to continue on that last question. On the other hand, since there are that much international pressure already on the Chinese government, what are their reactions?
Deydi bu Xitay hökumətinə kim şundaq demə səhl qaralıq məş nəmə ki bolğan nəməsə nəmə bununki inikası nəmə nəmə deydi nəmə cavab qaytırdı.
Ha, əmdə xalqarağa bula terroristlər əsli bunu heç qandaq səbəbsizlər yalğandan əmdə aşlarını öldürüş üçünlər bu terrorist deyilən isimni Xitay hökuməti xalqaranın məş fürsətdən faydalanıb icad qıldı onu bilirsizlər. Terrorist olğanlığı üçün, toplanğıcı olğanlığı üçün, bölgünçü olğanlığı üçün şunda qıldım deyirdi.
Of course the Chinese government react always the same way, and they of course they use the war on terror as a pretext and label the Uyghur activists, the incidents as the terrorist incidents, and they say they are fighting against the terrorism in the region.
O hazır dini məsələyə işdirib atdı bizim məsələmizdə xalqaranı qaymıqdır üçün.
Especially they also use this, you know, religious extremism as an excuse to suppress the Uyghurs, and they of course they tell the world and now want to, you know, portray this issue in East Turkestan as a religious extremism, and they say that they are suppressing the religious extremists.
Əslində bu yalnız dini məsələ emas. Dini məsələ bizim məsələmizin bir qismi.
So this Uyghur issue is not a religious issue. It's part of the, you know, problem in the region.
Bizim milli məsələmiz, ikinci bizim erkinlik, kişilik hüquq məsələmiz.
So first of all, it is a national issue, ethnic issue. This is our we want our freedom. And secondly, it is a human rights issue because Chinese government basically violate all the basic rights of the Uyghur people.
Әнді яны бір нәрсе, әнді Қытай үкіметті ялғаны дәвір декен. Мәселен, Хотендің, Ақсудың 30 мың адамны өй-өйдің әскер білен, сақчы білен қоғылап ашықты. Террористерді тұтып әрекетіге, әмісінің қолыға қалтек тұтқызып, көшеде әскерлер алдыға сілеп қоғылап жүріп атады дейді.
After the Yarkand incident, Yarkand mass killings in Yarkand, Chinese authorities forced the local people to, you know, to participate in their so-called war on, you know, to fight against terrorism and terrorists, and they forced the local population to take to have stakes in their hands and follow and help the security forces in capturing and arresting so-called terrorists.
And the Muşunu bütün yerli xalq terroristlərni tutuş üçün 30 min adam köçüyə çıxdı dedi. Əməliyyatda bunların ətrafını saxçılar qorçab qolugu birdən kaltak tutub köçüdə qoğlab yürüdü. Bunlar saxçıların aldıda yugurub yürüdü. O qandaq terroristlərni tutduğan yerli xalq onda oldu. Özümün nimə çıxdığını bilməydi. Mədəniyyət inqilabındakı görünürdü deyir.
So this is a remnants of the cultural revolution. The government mobilized the people, force the people to, you know, to talk to the streets, mm-hmm. and, you know, they in their and the government portray this as a voluntary, you know, movement of the local population and the fighting against the so-called terrorist and terrorist suspects, Uyghur terrorists.
Bu Xitay hökuməti Uyğurlarınki özünün erkinliyi üçün qılğan hər qanda qozğalanın hamısını terrorizm degan qılıqqa bilan dünyaya elan qıldı.
So that's Chinese government, of course, has been using this war on terror as an excuse to suppress further the Uyghur dissent. And since war on terror, Chinese government very successful because Uyghurs are Muslim to portray the Uyghurs as a terrorist and Uyghur movement as a terrorist movement.
And the Xitay hükümeti, agar mush Uyghurlar hazır qozğalan kötürüp qarşı qıvatdı. Qozğalan kötürüp qarşı çıxmay, jim otasımı bər bir öymü öy berib tutup özü vaqa çıxırdı deyildi.
So the intention of the Chinese government is basically to get rid of the Uyghurs. If they, of course, some of the Uyghurs are took to the streets to protest the Chinese injustice. But if they stay silenced, even if they stay silenced, all the Uyghurs became a suspect in the Chinese government consider all the Uyghurs as suspects, and no Uyghur is safe even if he stays silenced at his home or her home. Başka bir münasebeti yok, bir vasıta değil. Deydi, ötken hepten bir mininki bir vasıtı bu, alakası yok sualimdeki. Ötken hepten bir grup ile Tayvan'daki okulçular hareketinden kendimizi kilip siz bile görüştü deydi. Bunlar Tayvan'da işte nema Hıhtay bile boğan Suudi ticaret ile gelişime karşı çıkan ve Tayvan'daki müstakillik için faaliyet edip bir vatkan bir grup. Bunlar bile görüşmüşsünüz deydi. Hem de bunlar bile görüşkendeki kanda bir ortak tarafınız oldu deydi.
Benim ortak tarafım ulanın özünün erkinliği nemini talep kılış.
So we have some common common interests and common ideas, because we they are also fighting for their freedom as the Uyghurs.
Ulanın tınışlık bilen aş namayışını nayt güzel bir namayışını tınışlık bilen açıkallığı menin aşını bilen nayt yaxşı ortaklaştı.
And also they of course they carry out their activities very peacefully, and we also want to, you know, carry out our activities peacefully. We want to use the peaceful means in achieving our goal. They also do the same.
Davamlıq Amerika arlaşıq toğallığı üçün, Tayvan məsələsi də Amerikada qanun tüzülgənliyi üçün, Xitay hökumətən dərhal yıqın bu mığaşqa Uyğurlarını bastıqandak ondaq çox qırğınçılıq qılanmı deyə yerdə.
Of course, there is a act called the Taiwan Policy Act. So this is a shield to protect the Taiwan against any direct, you know, involvement or interference of China in the internal affairs of Taiwan. But for the Uyghurs, there is no such an policy act or a resolution in the U.S. Congress and in the to protect the Uyghurs and obligate the U.S. government to interfere in the situation in East Turkestan.
Taiwan xalqının təqdiri meyli şangan olsun. Kiyinmiş Uyğurlarda qırğınçılıq uçurumusun üçün biz ortaq bir kürəş nişanı bulduğalığımız haqqında sözləşdik.
So we also talk with them, and we set up our goals, and we will continue to cooperate with them and to carry out joint activities with that group. Yani bir sorum var. Çık sorum. Deydi dünyada deydi nayda ilaqında mühendisliklər var deydi. Məsələn, şu Şincan ilaqə, Şərqi Türkistan ismi haqqında deydi. Məsələn, Uyğurlağa, məsələn, bəzən Şincan digər vaxtımızda deydi, Uyğurlarının açığı kildi bununla deydi. Şunun deydi, şu Şərqi Türkistan, Şincan digən nümilənin ki, hukumlarının ki, teki təkdi və nümiz haqqında biraz məlumat versin.
Məndi bunu üzdənlə həminlə bilirsə, bu tarixdə Qərbi Türkistan, Şərqi Türkistan deyib, Özbekistan, Kazakistan, Kırgızistan, Garip Türkistan boğan, bizden Hazırkı, Şincan deyip atalgan bu orun Şarkı Türkistan boğan.
Of course, East Turkistan historically is a part of the Central Asia, part of the large Turkistan. It was divided to two parts, one is East and the West. And Western Turkistan is, of course, Central Asian Republic of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan was the part, the western part, and the East Turkistan was the east part of that big Turkistan.
Bütün dünya, Garip dünyası muşundak tonuydu.
So it is a historical reality, and the world should know that as such.
Biz de Manchuria biz vağan deyin ki, biz Şincan'da yeni yer deyen, yeni içiliğe yer deyen isimli deyen.
So after the Manchu dynasty invaded East Turkistan, they gave a new name, changed its name, and they called it as Xinjiang. That means new territory. So the Xinjiang itself, you know, shows that it is a occupied land. So Uyghurs would like to use the historical name of their homeland, which is East Turkistan.
And Tibet, Tibet's name is Xizang. Actually, Xizang degen ne Tibet halk işletmeydi, Tibet de işletti.
So international community use for the Tibet, which the Chinese call it Xizang, the Tibet, the historical name of that country. We would like the international community that recognize that name and also use East Turkestan as the historical name, official name of the East Turkestan.
version of the story, but from the reader's point of view, you know, is that possible to provide more solid information, like a videotape, you know, and because I think now for many people outside, it's very confusing what really happened inside that place, because all the information were blocked.
Mm.
So for your organization in the future, could you make it, you know, more transparent?
دیدی که امده بوشم دقیقه یعنی کلگوسده دیدو موش بوغم وقیله حق ده دیدو دنیا البته دیدو ایش بلن ماواته نم بوغلقه حقیقتا نم بوغلقه نویده شوننگ دیدو کلگوسده مثلا شویدن اینن غن نیده نایده نمه پاکتلا مندخ ده پاکتلا اونان دیکنزه اشدن اینن غن ویدیولا مثلا موشندخ نمیلانه مثلانه که تشکیلات دیدو دنیا اویغور خورلتی موشندخ نمیلانه نمه قلالم دو
قلالایدو yettinci ayının beşinde asasen biz aşında kıldık dedi.
So we are we were successful in that issue in after following the July 5th 2009 because we managed to got a lot of you know information videos and pictures from the from East Turkestan from Urumqi.
Mesela bu qitimmi Xitay hökuməti dəstləbdə məlumat bəmigəndə biz vətənimizin içindəki kanallar arqılıq aşla bivasitə yazıb bizim bir neçə rayonlarda 3000 dən 5000 qıç adamın qaza qalğanlığını biz uqturuşda 3000 ətrafına 2000 dən artıq 3000-ə yaxın adamın qaza qalğanlığını uqturdu.
So of course at the initially after the following the Yarkan incident we were able to get some information, some written information from the people on the ground, which was telling a horrible story of the mass killing of the Uyghurs by the Chinese security forces.
Xalq orqımı orqamış kanallardan bizə məlumatı evətkəndikin Xitay ilacsız qılıb 96 adam öldü deyə elan qıldı.
So it was after this surface of this information that Chinese government announced that the number of the deaths was 96.
Yəni şunundumu? Yəni Radio Free Asia bunu təzə eniqlaş üçün Xitayçı servis Radio Free Asia-nın ki bir Xitay puxrasından intervyu aldı 5-ci isla.
And also Radio Free Asia was very successful in interviewing some local people on the ground and interviewed even Han Chinese and they also gave some information.
Әнді біз ұйғырланың бәген мәліматын ашырып әтті десек мұ, әнді шу Қытай пұқрасы 28-ші числадың бірінші числағы үш күн, үшінші числағы қадар мүңдің артық адамның өлгәлігіні баян қылды.
So this Chinese Han Chinese woman, a businesswoman, she was a businesswoman, she told the RFA, the Radio Free Asia, that according to her, the death toll is more than the Chinese government, much more than the Chinese government is claiming, and she said that she estimated the number of dead over 1,000 people.
And aşınından başqa yana iki özümüzün yerlik orullardan yana iki xəbər bizə şunu gəldi. And şu xəbərini aşkarlığan balını hazır tutub CCTV degan Xitayının ki televiziya stansiyasində Shangang Fenghangtai degan də ikisində futqoluğa tömür bu orunduqqa tömür bilan çəkib açıqıb sözültüb atdı hazır.
So the another information we got was a written information from a Uyghur. So we don't know who he is, but the Chinese government of course showed in the Chinese TV a Uyghur netizen and he was according to the Chinese media reports he acknowledged that he falsified that information in order to attract the international attention of the international community. He sent false information, so it is very clear that he told this story under severe pressure from the Chinese security forces. It was obvious that he has been tortured.
Bu balının çırağı şundaq getken 22 yaş.
He was a 22 years old young Uyghur man who was shown in Chinese TV tied to a metal chair.
Мушы хабардан кийин биз яна мәсәлән CNN гыдыдык, Washington Post нимедеге Post гыдыдык деп мәлим өзимиздин дос бухпырларыбызны Кашкар районына эветтик.
So it is very clear that something terrible happened in Yarkand, and Chinese government has been trying to conceal that and hide what really happened. And CNN and Washington Post reporters tried to to go to the area and provide independent information, but they were not allowed to go. Even they were harassed by the Chinese security forces, and they was forced to to return back to Beijing.
Bula 8 gündüm artık. Eğer Xitay'nın dediğini 96 bulup rast olsa, Aşbalı'nın paşkığını yalgan bolsa, nimiçin Xitay hükümeti ha boldu Rabia Kadir'ninkini biz yalgan kılaylı. Dünya Uğur Kurti'ninkini biz yalgan kılaylı. Biz iç vettik tekşirinler deyip iç vetmeydi.
So why the Chinese government, if Chinese government say that we are not telling the truth, so Chinese government actually telling the truth, so why Chinese government doesn't allow the journalists, independent journalists, Western journalists to go to the area and make their own assessment and make reporting? So therefore we suspect that still, this is continuing. It's something very terrible happened in Yarkand, and of course, we don't know exactly how many people have been killed. And recently, of course, the Chinese government also announced that they deployed special forces in the Yarkand area.